Swear to me now.
Swear on the sword, if you are resolved on this.
Swear fealty and service to Gondor and to the Lord Steward of the realm. To speak and to be silent.
To speak and to be silent.
To do and let be.
To do and let be.
To come and to go.
To come and to go.
In need or plenty.
In need or plenty.
In peace or war.
In peace or war.
In living or dying.
In living or dying.
Until my Lord release me or death take me.
Until my Lord release me or death take me.
And I will not forget nor fail to reward that which is given. Fealty with love, valor with honor, oath-breaking with vengeance. Receive your sword. And now my first command to you. Speak and be not silent. Tell me your full tale, and see that you recall all that you can of Boromir, my son. Sit now and begin.
In the great hall, under the piercing eye of the Lord of Gondor, Pippin told his tale, conscious all the while of Gandalf at his side, watching and listening. When the hour was over, he felt quite worn out.
Send word to the captains that I have sworn this halfling to my service, and he shall be known as Peregrine, son of Paladin, and taught the lesser passwords.
Sire.
He shall lodge with the Lord Mithrandir, if he will. Mithrandir, none shall hinder your coming to me at any time, save only in my brief hours of sleep. Let your wrath at an old man's foolish grief run off, and then return to my comfort.
Nay, my lord, when you are a dotard, you will die. You can even use your grief as a cloak. Do you think that I do not understand your purpose in questioning for an hour one who knows the least?
If you understand it, then be content. Pride would be folly that listen not to counsel at need. But you deal out such gifts according to your own designs. Yet the Lord of Gondor is not to be made the tool of other men's purposes, however worthy. And to him there is no purpose in the world higher than the good of Gondor. And the rule of Gondor, my lord, is mine and no other men's, unless the king should come again.
Unless the king should come again. Well, my lord, it is your task to keep some kingdom still against that event. But I will say this. The rule of no realm is mine, but all worthy things that are in peril as the world now stands, those are my care. And for my part, I shall not wholly fail of my task, though Gondor should perish. If anything passes through this night that can still grow fair or bear fruit again in the days to come. For I also am a steward. Did you not know? Come, Pippin.
I did the best I could, Gandalf.
You did indeed. And I hope it may be long before you find yourself in such a tight corner again between two such terrible old men. Still, the Lord of Gondor learned more from you than you may have guessed, Pippin.
How?
You could not conceal the fact that Boromir did not lead the company from Moria, and that there was one among you of high honor who was coming to Minas Tirith.
Oh.
Denethor has long sight. He can see, if he bends his will thither, much of what is passing in the minds of men, even of those that dwell far off. It is difficult to deceive him, and dangerous to try.
Did I do right to swear him service?
It was well done. It touched his heart as well as pleasing his humor. And at least you are free now to move about Minas Tirith when you are not on duty. But there is another side to it. You are at his command, and he will not forget. Be wary still.
And while Pippin explored the battlements of Minas Tirith, the king of Rohan came out of the hills and looked upon Dunharrow. A rider came out to meet him, clad in armor and girded with a sword.
Hail, Lord of the Mark.
My heart is glad at your returning.
Eowyn, my sister, daughter. In helmet and armor?
Eowyn, you are a true shield maiden.
Brother.
Is all well with you, Eowyn?
All is well, though it has been a hard road for your people who have sought refuge here, torn from their homes. But all is now ordered. Your lodging is prepared for you. I have had full tidings of you and knew the hour of your coming.
So, Aragorn has come then. Is he still here?
He came at night and rode away yestermorn ere the sun had climbed over the mountain tops.
You are grieved, daughter. Tell me, did he speak of the road towards the haunted mountain? Did he purpose to ride through the paths of the dead?
Yes, Lord. And he has passed into the shadows from which none have returned. I could not dissuade him. He has gone.
All have gone to some doom. And my turn will come soon, Eowyn.
An hour ago, an errand rider came from Minas Tirith. He bade me give you this.
The red arrow. Has it indeed come to that?
Denethor asks for all your strength and all your speed.
And we will go as soon as the muster is complete.
If you would take my counsel, you would remain in Edoras until the war is over. Lost or won.
Speak not the soft words of worm tongue in my old ears. Never will I lead upon my staff again. If the war is lost, what good will be my hiding in the hills? And if it is won, what grief will it be, even if I fall, spending my last strength? Let us take what rest we can. We must set forth as soon as the sun is risen.
Are we rested? Have we had a beautiful sleep?
We aren't.
And we haven't.
Follow Sméagol.
We'll go if we must.
Follow Sméagol.
Now the ring bearers traveled by night, Gollum leading them by the road to Minas Morgul. There seemed to be a great blackness looming slowly out of the east, eating up the faint blurred stars. The sinking moon was ringed all about with a sickly yellow glare.
Day soon. Hobbitses must hurry. Day soon. And then hobbitses can sleep.
But no day came. Only a dead brown twilight. In the east, there was a dull red glare under the lowering cloud. But it was not the red of dawn.
Sam?
Sir?
Do you think that is the opening of the Morgul Valley? Away, over there, beyond that black mass.
Oh, need we think about it yet? Well, surely we're not going to move any more today, if the day ever happens.
Grey vapours arise in the east out of Mordor. The twilight is deepening.
The very air seemed brown, and all things were black and grey and shadowless. There was a great stillness. The world was darkling.
It comes from Mordor. It began last night at sunset. The riders of the marches saw it rise and creep across the sky, eating up the stars. Now the great cloud hangs over all the land between here and the mountains of shadow. And it is deepening. War has already begun.
So, we come to it in the end. The great battle of our time, in which many things shall pass away. But at least there is no longer need for hiding. We shall ride the straight way and the open road to Edoras, and with all speed. There shall the muster of Rohan be complete, and there shall our trumpets sound for battle.
What was it I was looking for? Weeds and thorns and bracken all over the place. How did the garden get into this mess? It was a job of work for me. I'm a little tired.
What was it I was looking for? My pipe! That's it? Silly. It's in your pack all the time.
Huh?
Oh, you may have your pipe, Sam Gamgee, but no head. You're hundreds of miles from Bag End. Oh, it's dark. I must have slept all day. Oh, have you had no sleep, Mr. Frodo? What's the time? It seems to be getting late.
No, it isn't. But the day is getting darker instead of lighter. Darker and darker. As far as I can tell, it isn't even midday yet, and you've only slept for about 3 hours.
Oh, I wonder what's up. Is there a storm coming? If so, it's going to be the worst there ever was. We shall wish we were down a hole and not just stuck under a hedge. What's that? Thunder or drums? Or what is it?
I don't know. It's been going on for a good while now. Sometimes the ground seems to tremble. Sometimes it seems to be the heavy air throbbing in your ears.
Where's Gollum?
Off hunting, I suppose. There's not been a sign or sound of him.
Oh, I've never taken anything on a journey that I'd have been less sorry to lose on the way. But it would be just like him, after coming all these miles, to go and get lost now, just when we shall need him the most. I hope he doesn't fall into other hands, as you might say, because if he does, we shall soon be in for trouble.
I think we are in for trouble anyhow. I'm afraid, Sam, our journey is drawing to an end.
Well, maybe. But where there's life, there's hope, as my gaffer used to say. And need of victuals, as he most ways used to add. You have a bite of food Faramir gave us, and then a bit of sleep, Mr. Frodo.
No time for sleep, it is. We must go, yes, must go at once. No time to lose.
Well, go where? Now. What's your little game? It isn't time yet. It can't even be tea time, even. Leastways, not in decent places where there is a tea time.
Silly! We are not in decent places. Time's running short. Running fast. No time to lose. We must go to the crossroads. Follow Smeagol.
At last, they came to a great ring of trees, open in the middle to the sombre sky. The spaces between their immense boles were like great dark arches in some ruined hall. In the very center, four roads met. The fourth way, the road they were to take, passed out eastward into darkness.
Oh, the sun! Look, Sam, a ray of sunlight.
It would shine just as it's about to set. Much good that'll do us.
Look, do you see? Huh? It's falling on an old statue. A statue of one of the old kings guarding the crossroads.
Well, it looks like the orcs have got him. They've sliced his head off, scrawled their filthy writing all over him. Ooh, here's his head, lying over here. Poor old king.
But look, Sam. He wears a crown again. A crown of trailing flowers like white stars. They cannot conquer forever.
I am going to war, Master Meriadoc. I release you from my service, but not from my friendship. You shall abide in Dunharrow, if you will, and serve the Lady Erwin.
But, Lord, I offered you my sword. I don't want to be parted from you. Why did you receive me as sword thane if not to stay by your side?
I received you for your safekeeping and also to do as I bid. None of my riders can bear you as burden, and it is 100 leagues to Minas Tirith. I will say no more. Prepare to ride!
I won't be left behind to be called for and return. I won't be left, I won't.
You wish to go whither the Lord of the Mark goes. I see it in your face.
I do.
Then you shall go, with me. I will bear you before me under my cloak until we are far afield, and this darkness is yet darker. Such goodwill should not be denied.
Oh, thank you indeed. Thank you, sir, though I do not know your name.
Do you not?
And since you've got your visor down, I cannot see your face, begging your pardon, sir.
Then call me Durnhelm.
And And so the great ride into the east began, with which the songs of Rohan were busy for many long lives of men thereafter.